Well, of course, there's been some real interesting things going on in Seneca County the last couple of weeks. Of course, last week I touched on what's going on with the former Seneca Army Depot. How it seems as though there's a lot of bids going on what's going to do with the remaining 7,000 acres of undeveloped land out there. But of course, I touched on it last week. This week, I mean, it just seems as though there's all the hubbub going on about what's going on at Seneca Meadows. Because, I mean, they just completed and showed to the Seneca Board of Supervisors the new rail yard. And you know what? I mean, there's been all the talk about New York City shipping up their trash to Seneca Meadows via rail. And it's going to be one of the uses for this rail yard. Like, we need more trash to come from the Big Apple up to upstate New York. Thing is, that white elephant, or I should say Big Mountain, has been growing on the side of 414 for years. It's big, it's ugly, and it stinks. In no certain ways in one, if you know what I mean. How many of us have walked outside during the day and that odor hits you right in the face? Say you're driving past it, and I mean, you got a strange date in your car, and she looks at you. Oh, would you please roll the window up? The window is up, but it's up on your side. Oh, it must be that mountain out there. Yes, I hope so. See what I mean? It's big, it's ugly, and it's very unsightly to potential tourists, especially with Lago coming. I mean, what the hey, you know? I mean, what we need here is more trash from New York City. Of course, we already got trash from New York City. It's called Andrew Cuomo. And I mean, I'm also going to talk about one more thing. H.P. Nguyen made a file last week, and I mean, it owns the former Sylvania plant over there, right on the canal. Because, I mean, H.P. Nguyen had their headquarters in Lyons. It seemed as though they filed a motion with the State Labor Board, and they were going to close. But thank God a white knight swooped in. Jamestown Container swooped in. They're going to keep the jobs in Lyons, and they're going to keep the jobs there and over there on Johnston Street. Well, the thing is, that is a big space over there on Johnston Street. Hell, a few years ago, I worked at that place for a few months through an agency, and I mean, I kept that place pretty clean, and you know, those guys need their jobs. And I mean, we need more businesses to use the old Sylvania plant. So anybody who's got any ideas for the old Sylvania plant, come on, forward them to Finger Lakes 1. They need ideas to see what to do, bring jobs to Seneca Falls, shall we? Well, enough about Seneca Falls. How about the Oscars this past Sunday night? You know, it just seemed as though, I mean, all the talk was Oscar so white, no actor of diversity being nominated this year. All the nominees are white. And of course, Chris Rock, who's never at a loss for saying things. I mean, he always had to give his opinion about it. He went right to it. But you know, enough about this Oscar so white thing. I mean, I think I'd rather focus on the good performances, shall we? Yeah, I agree. More diversity needs to be thrown there by the Academy, especially when Idris Elba gave such a great performance there in that movie. And, I mean, he won the Screen Actors Guild Award, but he wasn't even nominated. But, oh well, I digress. But, you know, I want to talk about a thing called highway robbery. Seems as though no matter what, a movie critic or somebody or an organization likes to stick it to the Italian Stallion. Because guess what? He was expected to win Best Supporting Actor. But who does the award go to? A one who was a no-name last year until this year. Of course, He is a pretty talented British theater actor, but Mark Rylance, I never really heard of him until this year. I have yet to see Bridge of Spies, but knowing how good Steven Spielberg's movies, I bet that his performance was outstanding. But I mean, it just seems as though everybody wants to stick it to Sylvester Stallone, one way or the other. Heck, Frank Stallone even was outraged. But thank God for Stallone taking the high road about it. I mean, good move, Sylvester. I mean, hopefully, maybe you'll get a role that'll show that you deserve an Academy Award. But congratulations to the other winners. Alicia Vikander, Brie Larson, and especially to Leonardo DiCaprio, who got in his sixth nomination, finally won. I have yet to see The Revenant, but it may be a revenant if I see it, if you know what I mean. But I do want to see Spotlight, the Best Picture winner, because it's all about what happened in the Catholic Diocese of Boston, how the Boston Globe uncovered the scandal. But all in all, it was a fairly entertaining Academy Awards show, especially with Lady Gaga's great performance, although she didn't win Best Song. But another great Oscars show, and let's wait see what happens next year. I'm going to go from that to talking about sports, because guess who signed a 2-year contract extension? Tom Brady signed a 2-year contract extension with the Patriots through 2019, which means through end 2019 he'll be 42 years old. Oh boy, another couple of years of a pretty boy who obviously, I guess, got away with deflating footballs playing with the Patriots. Oh boy, this Bills fan has to see another potentially 4 seasons of Brady maybe going against the Bills. But you know how it seems as though when quarterbacks get older, their skills diminish. Heck, look at Peyton Manning. Yeah, he led the Broncos to the Super Bowl victory this year, but you see how his skills at 39 are diminishing. You gotta wonder how much longer Tom Brady can stay at the top of his game. Because, you know, I think it's about time the tide turned for the Bills against Tom Brady and, of course, Bill Belichick. And last but not least, I want to talk about the Orange. Because, you know, it seems as though as we head right toward the end of the season into postseason tournament time, the Orange are stumbling towards the end. They've lost 3 of their last 4 games, albeit with a pretty good victory Saturday against North Carolina State. Michael Benajay tearing it up for 34 points. But last night, they went down to Tobacco Road, and even though for a while it looked like it was going to be a North Carolina runaway, the Orange did hang tough against the Tar Heels. But, you know, close, but no cigar. You know, I mean, 3 of the last 4 they've lost. They got Florida State to close the regular season, and the ACC tournament's coming up. You need to step it up, or else we may be bound for the NIT, Orange. I know that would be a big come down. Well, that's my talk this week. I mean, another great Oscar one, and think about it with what's going on with Seneca Falls. See you next week, folks.